Hi everyone, Michelle here in Salt Lake City. I'm recording this during my prep period, but I may not get a chance to upload it until a little bit later. I was having some issues today with my students, and especially in terms of their use of technology in the classroom and their chattiness. I'm still trying to figure out how to navigate these issues, and it's hard as a sub because I know I could discipline the students up to a point, and often I'm taken seriously, which is I really appreciate it. I'm taken seriously by administration and there are repercussions, but it's still kind of difficult because each school has its own culture. So today in first period, I had a student who I hadn't seen yesterday. He was absent yesterday. He came in and he put in his earbuds. So I asked him discreetly to take out his earbuds, which he did, but he put them back in again a few minutes later. So I once again asked him to remove the earbuds and that I would take them. And he informed me that he'd rather leave than give me his earbuds. So, of course, I sent him down to the office, and before he left, I asked him for his name, and he gave me another student's name. So I eventually figured out, you know, who this student was, and I will be letting the teacher know. But between yesterday's cell phone incident and his earbuds incident, it's really kind of disheartening. I still don't know what happened to that kid's cell phone from yesterday. I don't know if he ever found it. So I haven't heard from administration, so there's no news there. I did learn that whether or not the teachers actually permit their students to listen to music during specific parts of the class period, I need to tell the students that in my classroom it is not permitted. And if I do that, and I figure this out around third period, I figured out that if I told them that I wouldn't permit their use of cell phones or earbuds, I didn't actually see any cell phones or earbuds out. Now, they still may be discreetly using them, and I'm not seeing it, but it is 1,000% better than what it had been yesterday and during the first part of today. The other issue that I'm running into are chatty students. Now, so far, really, I haven't had any issues with any of my subbing gigs. I've had some schools that I'm not exactly crazy about going to, and I've had some schools that I really like going to, but it is certainly nothing like subbing or teaching in New York City. So during the first two periods today, the students were just all over the place, and they just were disrespectful and talking and not being quiet. And today was silent reading day, so I really, you know, wanted them to be quiet and read. They just were not doing so. So I don't really know how else to get them to be quiet. They know that they may never see me again, but I do leave notes for their teachers. And I may start bringing in like a little bell or some squeaky toy or something just to at least get their attention. Because at least twice today, I've had to actually yell to get them to stop talking because they're so distracted talking, they don't hear me. And then they're all surprised. So I don't really know how to handle that one yet either. I'm kind of looking forward to just having my own classroom so I can set up my own rules. I really don't like being a hard ass, but it's really just kind of disconcerting when I can't even get them to take out their earbuds or listen to me. So that is what I am working on today. See you later.